As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is indeed shining and rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove all across America, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday. Oh, boy, it's Friday, May the 15th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. Visit the homepage today. Log on, bookmark it if you're not there already. We're on the web also, vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info, the official website of the Southwest chapter, the far Southwest chapter, and the Barry County chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress. You might want to check those websites out as well. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, or pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America, around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, and boy, howdy. I'm down to about 169 emails in there, but I'm working on it. If I haven't gotten back to you, it's because I've got quite a few to do. Anyway, you can send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, and I certainly hope you caught yesterday's broadcast with Jim Berryman. What a great broadcast that was. A lot of fun. Jim's such a knowledgeable fellow, but we talked all about micro-broadcasting in the AM band. But once again, for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And a big shout-out once again to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. And our websites once more, vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info, and the listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold inches above the $925 level. The stocks close a little higher. And we're going to talk about some tips and some solutions for gold bugs. In addition to that, we'll go into anarchism again, this time an overview from the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. You'll definitely want to stay tuned for that. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Friday, May the 15th, 2009, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading up $1.40 at $927.10. Silver off a little bit, 15 cents, trading at below $14 at $13.90 again. Platinum off $2, trading at $1,109. Getting rather cheap there, old platinum. Palladium flat on the day so far, unchanged at $224. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed on May the 14th, that would be yesterday, up 46.43 points at 8,331.32. The NASDAQ up 2502 yesterday. Notice the difference there, 46.43 in the Dow Jones, 2502 in the NASDAQ. That's quite a move for the NASDAQ. Anyway, we'll pick it up on the other side of this break, figure out what the S&P, the dollar, and all the foreign exchange rates are. Stay with us.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor. Absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on our Friday, May the 15th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we're getting wound up and started in here. We were going into the market reports for this morning. We got to the Dow Jones. Let's hit it again. The Dow Jones was up about 46 basis points or 46 points. The NASDAQ up 25. The S&P up 9, trading at $893. I wish these were dollars. They're not dollars. They're just points. They're just little marks on a chart, 893.07. USDX, there's some money, up 38 basis points, trading at 82.78. 82.78, that's not a whole gob, but a bunch. That's still pretty low. Let's keep our eyes on that. If it goes down under 80, then it might be going to 75 or lower. Let's keep an eye on that U.S. dollar index there. Crude oil off 90 cents. There's a blessing for the weekend, 57.72. You'll see it at the pumps, but you're not going to see it go down. I think things are going up for the summer driving season. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market so far, narrow band, $9. $9, not much. 922.80 to 931. Year on year. The gain so far with using this $927.10 as the benchmark, we would be up 46.20 from where we were last year for a 5.24% return on your investment. Interestingly enough, the London Gold fix this morning was at 925 and we're about $2 above it. Seems to be that way each day. The gold spot market's going to close in 7 hours. Let's look at that little basket of currencies, the foreign exchange rates, the basket of currencies we've been following besides the USDX. includes the Canadian dollar, trading at 85 cents American or U.S. today. The Mexican pesos running 8 cents apiece. The euro, $1.36, it's a little higher. The British pound, $1.52, a little higher. Swiss francs are running about 90 cents. So there you go. Fill up your little basket of currencies in this new global economic order and just kind of tiptoe through the tulips with Timmy. Anyway, let's go on into this a little bit deeper. We've got some news for you. As you know, I've been following this SPDR Gold Trust and watching for it. Haven't heard anything about the SPDR Gold Trust for some time. Found an article this morning on an obscure website, MineWeb. But this out of Tokyo Reuters for Friday, May the 15th, new news. The world's largest gold-backed exchange-traded fund, the SPDR Gold Trust, said holdings stood at 1,105.62 tons as of May the 14th, unchanged from the previous business day. The holdings rose 1.53 tons on May the 13th, marking the first gain since they began declining after hitting a record high on April the 9th, as a rise in share prices has lessened bullion's appeal. For details on gold holdings by the ETFs listed in the New York and also listed on other exchanges, you can click on here, but of course you cannot click on there because you don't have a hot link in your ears. Holdings in the trust, which issues securities backed by the physical stocks of gold, began climbing in December as the global financial crisis increased demand for bullion as a safe haven asset. And then it goes through and it provides a list that you can access on the internet that shows the various days that their holdings rose or fall, what they sold. And again, these are this is information for those of us that track the various charts so that we can go back and find on those specific days when they dumped so much gold, what did it do to the prices in the marketplace? Anyway, if you want to find out about that, you can go to mineweb.net, mineweb.net, and just type in SPDR Gold Trust Holdings, and you should come right up with that article. There's another one. You've probably heard of this. I've reported on this before, trying to get to understand a little bit more about what it is and why it's important. This is an article off Bloomberg. LIBOR drops. The TED spread at lowest since the crisis began. This article by Anna Roskowitz. May the 15th, new news, the cost of borrowing in dollars between banks fell, capping its biggest weekly decline in 4 months as government cash injections and interest rate cuts by policymakers began to thaw credit markets. And, of course, that's why we've been throwing all these trillions of trillions into the marketplace, is to thaw these credit markets so that more people can borrow, so that we can continue to spend our way into prosperity following the Keynesian economics model. The London, back to the article here, the London interbank offered rate, so there's the phrase, the London interbank offered rate, or LIBOR, L-I-B-O-R, for such loans decreased almost 2 basis points to 0.83% today, the British Bankers Association said. The TED spread, we'll have to go into what the TED spread is. It doesn't sound very people-friendly to me. The difference between what banks and the U.S. Treasury, the TED spread, I'm not going there, I'm resisting. The difference between what banks and the U.S. Treasury pay to borrow for 3 months narrowed to the lowest since August 2007 when the credit crisis began. So at least they're putting a date on it, huh? Bank borrowing costs slid as the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve committed $12.8 trillion to stem the longest recession since the 1930s. Too bad it isn't $12.8 trillion of something instead of just $12.8 trillion of monies thrown on the heads of our grandchildren, I suppose. To stem the longest recession, probably going to cause the greatest inflation since the 1930s, and central banks around the world cut interest rates to near zero. LIBOR, and again, go back to this interest rates to near zero, interest rates to near zero. You know, I reported on the article where we had these people out there from the from the Near East and from the Middle East and close around Washington, D.C. I can't remember which university it was, giving classes in Sharia finance law, where they don't allow interest, you know, in the Islam nations. And we found in our study of anarchism and anarchy that the Hebrews in Jerusalem back around the 2,000 years ago, they didn't take kindly when a Jew tried to charge a Jew interest. But continuing, we can see that we're trying to get rid of this idea of having interest. The LIBOR used to set borrowing costs on $360 trillion of financial product globally, according to the BBA, jumped to 4.82% in October. Of course, this doesn't mean anything to you or I. Interbank rates are heading lower, there's an important part there, at an accelerating rate. Rob Carnell, chief international economist at the ING, Grow Up NV in London, Grow Up NV, I like it, yeah, right, okay, wrote a report Tuesday. If these trends continue, the Fed is likely to conclude that it is winning the battle to save the economy and financial markets. The reason for the season here, why I brought this article out. I'll just say it again, interbank rates are heading lower at an accelerating rate. Rob Carnell wrote in a report today, misspoke, it's not Tuesday, it's today. Here's the quote. If these trends continue, the Fed is likely to conclude that it is winning the battle to save the economy and the financial market. So we'll see whether there's any blowback from that. We'll stay right there. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
All right, we are back again. We're talking about this TED spread. You know, what is the TED spread? It sounds almost obscene, but I'll just let that all go by. The reason for bringing this article out is because we're going to find out what the TED spread is. I had no idea, so I had to read the article. I had a bit of a clue about what the LIBOR was because we've looked into that before. But as each of these articles comes to my attention, and I do print these out and save them in files every day with the broadcast open, as you've noticed, the show open sounds remarkably similar, and that's because I've got it all written out. It helps me to get my brain fired off in the right place each morning. But anyway, nevertheless, back to this article again. We're going to find out now what the TED spread is. So these interbank rates are heading lower at an accelerating pace, or rates, wrote Rob Carnell, the chief economist. We've read that before. And if these trends continue, the Fed is likely to conclude, again, that it is winning the battle to save the economy and financial markets. Now, here's what it is. The TED spread, comma, the difference between LIBOR and the three-month Treasury bill yield. All right? So there's your TED spread. You can add that to your lexicon of economic claptrap. The TED spread, the difference between LIBOR and the three-month Treasury bill yield, we learn something new every day, dropped 3 basis points to 67 basis points today, the least since August the 8th of 2007, the day before France's BNP Paribas SA halted withdrawals from three of its funds because of losses related to subprime mortgages. So you go back to August the 8th of 2007, put a benchmark at that location, and then we can come forward and we can see ourselves involved in this subprime scam as the derivatives bubble bursts. Today's drop in 3-month LIBOR was the 33rd consecutive day of declines, the longest sequence since January the 24th. Why do we care? Because it says here that if these trends continue, the Fed is likely to conclude that it is winning the battle to save the economy and financial markets. So the longer they can keep the TED spread down, or the narrower the smaller the TED spread gets, then the greater chances are that we're going to start hearing that, hey, the war is over, the economy is back to normal again, and the financial markets have healed. Well, anyway, that's that article off Bloomberg. Here's one last one. And this is more of a solutions chart, if you will, than a news article. This off a commodity online, bullion trade, cheats, deal in gold coins and bars. Global demand for gold coins rose 396% on a year-on-year basis in the fourth quarter of 2008. The Royal Mint recently announced that it used 75% more gold in the first quarter year-on-year basis. As demand for gold coins and bars continues to surge, the market is not entirely clean. The tripling of gold prices since 2004 has led to sprouting of poor deals, rip-offs, and scams to catch the unwary, according to Adrian Ash, the head of research at Bullion Vault, the world's leading private online exchange for gold, bullion investment, and ownership. And if you want to find more about that, you can go to www.bullionvault.com. Again, it's www.bullionvault.com. They're the ones that wrote this and produced this article, according to Adrian Ash. Now, here's some advice from someone who works with the world's leading private online exchange for gold, bullion investment, and ownership. He says, Adrian advises, take care, because physical gold is not a regulated investment market. That doesn't mean you need to pay over the odds or put up with poor service, but it does mean investors should do a little homework before parting with their cash. Bullion Vault has recommended the following tips for keen investors who want value for money in their bullion investments. Remember, there's a difference between speculating in this sort of stuff and, you know, the roulette wheel and gambling and all of that. There's a difference between investing and using these precious metals as a store of value, if you will, or a safe haven, we've heard the word a thousand times, or just simply a way to perhaps, and only if perhaps, protect your savings or your other cash or dollar-denominated assets from complete collapse in a dollar-denominated market. When the dollar goes to zero, if the dollar goes to zero, and it's not likely that it will, but if it does, or if something untoward happens in the financials, and everything that you've got is in dollar-denominated instruments, then all of your savings and all of your wealth go out the window. The primary reason why people are interested in commodities like gold or silver is because that at least at the end of the day, no matter where the price goes, there's still something, and they may still have value. And they've been around for thousands of years. So, anyway, let's continue. Here's some ideas or some tips that he offers. Number one, eBay. eBay has seen a surge in gold coin auctions as demand for physical metal has grown. While eBay is familiar to many people, and experienced collectors might well spot a bargain, the prices paid for even the plainest coins can outstrip true gold market values, known as the quote-unquote spot gold price. And that's what I report here each day. Not that I have gold to sell, not that I'm selling silver, I'm not pushing any stocks or anything on you. We just let this information come out so that you can follow along and track it yourself, so that you're not dependent upon some guru to tell you what's happening with your investments. Nevertheless, these are also what I'm reporting each day are some very standard indices of what's happening in the economy. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P, the USDX crude, and the various foreign exchange rates, the basket of currencies. Just bare bones basics economics. Continuing here, he says, the prices paid again for even the plainest coins can outstrip true gold market values on eBay, known as the spot gold price, by 25%. Rarer gold coins are often bid up by up higher again, but new investors often lack the knowledge about what they're buying. The key things to watch are seller ratings, the full item description, check the width and the weight, avoid replicas and items modeled on or historical coins, and watch for extra charges for shipping. You can review current prices at eBay and the markups charged on 24hourgold.com. 24hourgold.com. Now that's the numeral 2, the numeral 4, hgold.com, and silverbids.com. So I've given you three websites now that you can use to protect your assets as you play around a little bit or get involved, if you choose to, in gold and silver coins. So 24hourgold.com, silverbids.com, and we're also looking at bullionvault.com. Here's number two. Point number two, rare, quote-unquote rare gold coins. U.S. authorities repeatedly warn investors against hard-sell dealers charging rip-off fees for what turn out to be anything but rare gold coins. In 2004, a British telesales company using this trick was shut down for selling gold coins at 700% of the true market value. Spotting a truly rare coin and knowing how much above the gold content's value it should cost takes experience and expertise. Take the time to build your knowledge and understanding before entering or venturing into this market. And there is a book out there. It's the Red Book. It's been around for a long time. You could probably pick it up at your Barnes & Noble or your, I don't even know the names of the modern booksellers that are out there. But there's a little Red Book that's out there that tells you what gold prices should be. We'll be back on the other side. Stay with me.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we have returned once again. So the tip-off here is to be very careful about when someone's trying to sell you something, a rare gold coin. What's rare? How many ounces of gold or how many ounces of silver is it? What's the going price for gold and silver? What do I think I could sell it for to a dealer? How much would they pay me to take it off my hands, so to speak? All these things have to factor in before you get involved with these rare coins. You know, really. It's all about the gold and silver. That's what you're buying and selling. And unless you have somebody that is peculiarly keen on having that particular coin, it may be a long time before you can find a buyer. And finding a buyer is always the important aspect when you've got a collectible of any kind. Here, this is the next one. 3, newly minted collectible coins. Quote-unquote, collectible coins. And you've all seen this. You know, even though I don't have a television, I do have a mailbox, and from time to time I get these offerings as well. So here's these newly minted, quote-unquote, collectible coins. As with rare coins, so-called collectible coins can cost significantly more than the actual value of the gold they contain. The Royal Mint, for instance, charges markups of 40% plus. Its new, quote-unquote, Countdown to London 2012 series, again, you can see this is an English bias here, the author writing from London, probably. The new Countdown to London 2012 series, priced at £1,295, costs almost twice the value of each coin's gold content. There's 38 grams of 22-karat gold in each coin. Yet, modern commemorative coins, like the other quote-unquote collectibles market, rarely hold on to that extra premium, let alone extend it. Okay, so, you know, really the marketers have done their job when they get you to buy it, but your problem is going to be trying to market it. You're going to have to find another, well, like they say, who was it? Ringling? No, Barnum. Barnum. P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute. So if you're the sucker and you're the one that paid 40 or 50% plus on these coins, you're going to have to find another sucker or continue the Ponzi scheme to get rid of it. And if you're dealing with somebody that buys gold on a regular basis, you know, they're going to look at these little collectibles and just shake their head. Anyway, the Royal Mint's 2008 Olympic handover coin, for example, can now be bought for 5% below its issue price, despite the gold price in sterling rising by one-third since the close of the Beijing Olympics last summer. So you just stay away from this stuff, unless you want to have it. You know, I couldn't tell you not to buy a ping putter, you know. But if you want one of these coins or two or something like that for some particular reason to commemorate something, maybe you went to Beijing and you don't care. You just want the little gold coin commemorating your trip to the Olympics. Well, that's your choice. But if you ever have to sell it, or if your heirs ever have to sell it, you know, they're not going to maybe not get or recover what you put into it. Let's continue. Here's number four, rank overpricing. Overcharging by reputable-looking companies is a trap to snare unwary first-time gold buyers. Mail shots, websites, and radio advertisements are now selling gold to UK investors at 15 to 40% above the true spot market value, aided by reports of a gold coin shortage. And you've been hearing that, and even I've said it. And there has been a bit of a shortage, but it's covering up again. One newly launched company is selling one-ounce bars for more than £800, and the spot value is only £600, and kilo bars for £225,000, plus the spot value on those are only £19,400. So, to avoid paying such high markups, simply check the current spot gold prices online. No, the spot gold prices aren't just bunk or junk. If they were, I wouldn't even bother to give them out. But as I've been indicating, the prices are fixed daily in the morning and in the afternoon. And according to Robert Chapman, I've asked him this question in email. They've been doing this since the 1600s, thereabouts. So this London gold fix, setting the price of the gold in the morning and the afternoon, there are reasons for that. I read you the gold cartel article by James Turk. That's in the archives if you missed that. It's also available. You can go up today right now, go in and type www.kitco.com and look down in the commentaries section. I think it's the second article in the list. You might pull it out and read it. The gold cartel. So that you understand how these prices are fixed on a daily basis. But if you're looking at buying gold or silver, you can simply check the current spot price online. And then, the author writes here, for gold bullion coins such as the South African Kruger Rand, you could expect to pay between 7 and 10% above the spot price from a well-established dealer, plus your shipping. And remember, shipping is not cheap. They're insured. The boxes are very sturdy. They don't rattle. They don't shake. They don't give away the contents. They come from the wholesaler, usually, directly to you. They don't come from your dealer. Anyway, the shipping is not cheap on those. But you buy from a well-established dealer. But be aware that you could lose a similar proportion when you sell. It's the spread between buying and selling is how the coin dealers make their living. And so if you're using a coin dealer that charges a 7% above spot to sell and then charges a 7% above spot when you sell back a discount, you've got an opportunity there to save, depending on whether or not you would otherwise have chosen somebody that charges 10% in each of those. And a 6% move in gold is quite a bit. You take gold at $927.10 and just do your math. You just say it's 1,000, so it's like, what is it, $60? That's quite a bit right off the top just to move this stuff around. To continue, he says, to cut costs further, consider buying bullion bars instead. The bigger the better, to take advantage of paying wholesale rather than retail prices per ounce. Now, there was a bias here in that this bullionvault.com sells bars. So always, again, you know, check out all your sources. We listen to everyone, read everything, and we believe nothing until we can verify it or prove it in our own research. But there is some, if you had the money to do it, I guess, and you had the reason, you could buy and sell in gold bars if you had that kind of money to invest. Here we go. Here's the next one. Unallocated gold storage accounts. When a bank sells you gold but holds it in safekeeping, the account is almost always, quote-unquote, unallocated. And this makes you a creditor, just like a cash depositor, but without any government-backed insurance. Unallocated gold thus puts you, quote-unquote, on risk for the bank's financial survival, because the bank owes you metal which you don't own. The giveaway here are the words free storage, since there need not be any gold stored for you, whereas allocated gold, quote-unquote, allocated gold, is physically held in safekeeping but belongs to you outright and costs you a monthly or an annual storage fee that includes insurance. Still, no real true guarantee that the gold is there. They could still charge you a monthly or an annual storage fee and ding you extra for insurance. Then they could still go out of business and you could still lose it all. So largely and generally, people look to gold because they can take physical possession of it. And when you have physical possession of it, then it's you and you alone that knows it and determines, you know, what you're going to do with it. When you want to sell it, you don't have to go begging to anybody. If you want to avoid all of the premiums and things like that, you can barter, you can exchange, you can trade. Physical possession gold and silver. You can hide it, you can store it. It's extremely small, you know, space needed to store gold. You know, if you got $100,000 worth of gold, you can put it in less than a shoebox. $100,000 worth of bills, you know, it would take you a footlocker. Anyway, continuing. Compared to previous bull markets, gold today is still undervalued, our author states here, Adrian. At current prices, $900 an ounce or 600 pounds, all of the gold ever mined in history accounts for less than 2.7% of the global investments. Whereas in 1932 and 1982, the two previous peaks of global investor stress, that proportion stood between one-fifth and one-quarter of financial assets by value. So the further and the longer we have moved away from gold standard, if you will, the more and more money or wealth, digital dollars, have come into existence. And so gold right now, as the author writes, all the gold ever mined in history accounts for less than 2.7% of global investment. Anyway, more interesting on that. We'll be back on the other side, and then we'll get into our real study. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
All right, we're back once again and closing out this article on various points and tips to be very careful about when you get involved with gold or silver coin. And just ending it on this note, let's see, how does he say it? What's more, gold prices tend to rise further when cash in the bank fails to keep pace with inflation, and with interest rates now standing at close to or well below zero worldwide, the only look set to fall further as they only look to set to fall further as central banks print money and punish cash savers in a bid to fix the banking and housing crisis, blah, 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 Bullion Vault said in a release. But I did pull up another news article, which I'm not going to, I didn't print out and I'm not going to share, but they're talking about more people putting money in their banks. The amount of money that people have put into savings and cash deposits has increased over the last 6 or 7 months, and so the banks are starting to breathe a little bit easier because they don't have to borrow so much all the time. All that aside, here's just a couple more quotes from Edmund Burke. Example is the school of mankind, and they will learn at no other. Example is the school of mankind, and they will learn at no other. You could never plan by the future, he wrote. Among a people generally corrupt, liberty cannot long exist. Another Edmund Burke quote. Among a people generally corrupt, liberty cannot long exist. So as we've gone through this study on anarchy, we found originally that if we go back into the Bible and look at the red letter edition where words are attributed and put in the mouth of Christ, we found that he was counseling his disciples or his followers to not do as the Gentiles do and to not put kings and rulers on top of them. Of course, we found also in our history of the various developments in the Near East and the Middle East for, we looked at about 4,000 years there, and we find in that that it's these priests that come along, and then we go into the stage of priest kings and all of that. You really have to ask yourself where all of these religions have come from, and so on and so forth. You know, how can you call someone a Gentile? You know, one's a Gentile, one's a Jew. The Hebrews borrowed so much, you know, from everybody else that it's all just a mishmash. Anywho. long story in short, the reason why we went into that was to set the pace, because if we can understand where he was what he was driving at there, the words that were attributed to Jesus or Christ or Yahshua or, oh my, you know, just pick a name. That guy, we all know him. He's the one that all the painters painted pictures of, and he always had a little gold circle around his head, sun gods or something. But anyway, the thing that he was driving at there, and I think even some of our founders, I don't remember the quote precisely or who said it, but those that will not be ruled by God will have to be ruled by tyrants. I don't remember the fellow that said that. But we can understand that if there's nothing out there, if the Creator could care less about what's going on the planet Earth, this little obscure planet over on the edge of the universe, certainly on the edge of our solar system, if there's nothing out there, then we're going to be dealing with people as leaders and rulers and so on and so forth. And so over the centuries, what we find is that certain kinds of people, types of people, some pathological type of person, inevitably winds up as a leader or a ruler. We might think of the mighty men of valor or the strong man. They come along, you know, they swing the heavy stick, so to speak. They ride tall in the saddle, all of that. Got the long arm, the strong arm, and the long sword, all of those things. They typically have become rulers and leaders. And then quite frequently, they raise themselves up as demigods or gods, or they put themselves in power and claim that they were put in power by God. By God. So, understanding that as a basis for what an anarch is one that would seek rulership under the Creator of the universe as opposed to rulership by man. And so we can then understand from that the development of law or a system of law where we could be under the rule of law as opposed to being under the rule of a man, and in a more definite sense, the rule of the archons, the anarch, the archons, etc., Codrus and other families. And so we're going to take a little bit of a hiatus here today and step away from the history book that we've been studying on world civilizations, and we're going to turn into this book, a set of encyclopedias that was just donated to my library some time back, quite a while ago now, by a good friend and listener. And we're going to read about anarchism, but before I do, I want to give you a little background on this particular encyclopedia. If you'll notice, or if you remember or recall, the other day, I think it was on Wednesday, I mentioned that I'd gone up on the internet and I was trying to search and find out more about the author, Edward McNall Burns, who wrote The World Civilizations and that textbook, which has found wide usage as a textbook in some of the leading universities, not just in the United States, but around the world. It's been used for a long time. Now let's find out something about this instead of encyclopedias. They're not easily had. You don't come by these on every day of the week. You don't find these in flea markets. Let's find out a little bit about it. Again, this is the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. Here's an abstract. Recalling the bleak landscape of German higher education in the aftermath of World War I, Peter Gay described the quote-unquote Republican political scientists of the Deutsche Hochschule für Politik, a school for political studies established in Berlin in October of 1920, as directly, deliberately, I am tempted to say defiantly, involved in the political life of the Republic, close quote. Now, before we go further, it's the Deutsche Hochschule für Politik, People's School for Politics. I don't know what Hochschule really means in German. I haven't done the study on that. But this is a text. These are books that were created largely to support that Hochschule für Politik, established in Berlin in October of 1920. Karl Dietrich Brucker was no less emphatic in pointing to the Hochschule für Politik as the only institution of its day to appreciate the significance of the multi-party system, we've been talking about that, as the driving force in modern political life. Led for nearly 13 years by its founder and only president, the liberal political publicist Ernst Jacques, the Hochschule launched innovative programs in civic education and public service training designed to meet the educational needs of an emerging democracy. The Hochschule was radical in its mode of operation, holding evening classes for men and women from all vocations and educational backgrounds, including those lacking the Abitur typically required for admission to graduate and professional schools. And so we're identifying here this Hochschule is kind of like a continuing education or an evening class program in political, civic education, public service training. What we're basically doing here in the 1920s is building in the minds of the people the necessary tools and skills to run a government. And that's sort of what we do here on a daily basis on Become Vocal Local. So I value this set of encyclopedias. Let's continue a little bit more in the closing moments. And we'll have to continue the last little bit of this little dab on the other side of the top of the hour break, probably. And certainly, folks, if you're not going to be with us in the second hour, do come back and check out the archives for this, because this is a very important bit of our understanding of where we're going in this idea of anarchism or the no state project. Theodore Hughes, blah, 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 Hans Simon, Arnold Wolfers, whatever, recruited what Gay described as a first-rate standing faculty. In other words, this is not something that was being done on a shoestring. They developed a graduated state-certified diploma program and established specialized schools and seminars for economists, social workers, diplomat trainees, trade union officials, journalists, and teachers. They also established the Hochschule as a major center for international intellectual exchange, attracting the attention of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, which came to view the school as a partner in the endowment's efforts to promote European rapprochement. Oh, we picked that up on the other side, folks. It's an important set of books, this Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. We'll be right back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, May the 15th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we went through some very sundry financial news and some tips for gold bugs, things to look for, things to avoid in the market. And we began studying anarchism once again, this time from the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. And I was blessed to find this little blurb on the net one day when I was browsing about. And it gives us a great insight into this set of encyclopedias that we're referencing from. They were not just an average set of encyclopedias. They were created for a specific reason. The articles are some of the best writing, and I've got 8, 9 perhaps sets of encyclopedias, and I've read most all of them. The writing in this set of encyclopedias is almost par excellence. It's fantastic. The reference material is provided in itself at the end of most every one of these various and sundry articles is enough to take you out for another year's worth of study. So with that as a background, let's go back to this little brief article again. This is just a summary, an abstract. They were developing a graduated state-certified diploma program in Germany in the 1920s. They established specialized schools and seminars for economists, social workers, diplomat trainees, trade union officials, journalists, and teachers. They were building up the infrastructure, which would become the Third Reich. They also established the Hochschule as a major center for international intellectual exchange, attracting the attention of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, which came to view the school as a partner in the endowment's efforts to promote European rapprochement, and of the Rockefeller Foundation, which recruited Hochschule faculty to contribute dozens of articles to the first 1934 edition of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences, which I have open in front of me today, and supported the school's research and publication efforts in political science, a field not then recognized as a distinct academic discipline at any German university. In 1934, political science, a field not then recognized as a distinct academic discipline at any German university. I've also on this broadcast, perhaps, and certainly on others, referenced and worked from B.A. Hinsdale's American Government, one of the first really good political science textbooks in considerable use here in America. So we're going back to the beginnings and laying down the foundations that built the 20th century, intellectually speaking. And as we go through these various and sundries, remember that the Rockefeller Foundation recruited Hochschule faculty to contribute dozens of articles to this particular set of encyclopedias. So the orientation here is to rapidly bring up to speed people who would be willing and able to run a new international power, which they envisioned would be the Third Reich and the new Holy Roman Empire with Germany at the head. Here's the article, Anarchism. This is out of Volume 1. Actually, it's out of Volume 2. But they are bound as such that they have multiple volumes in these huge books. Anarchism. There is perhaps no other chapter in the history of social political ideas which has caused so much confusion to the specialist as well to the general public as the anarchist doctrine. We'll pick it up there on the other side. Stay with us.
Ariel Spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Okay, so we are back again enjoying the chat room this morning, folks. If you're not in the chat room, if you're not in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, you miss half the broadcast. Get in there, jump in there. Lots of interesting chatting going on in there right now. Encyclopedia, well, let's go back to this one. I'll stay with it. This, by the way, is about an 11-page article. It's got almost a whole page of, or at least a full column. No, it's almost, well, it's half a page long. Credits. Other things to look at, other books to see, other articles in this encyclopedia set that gives you more clues about where to find out, where to go in the encyclopedia to find out more about anarchism. In fact, let me just do that. You know, when you get to the end of a Wikipedia article or as you go through the web, you're doing your web browsing and they're out there on the Internet. For those that do use the Internet, I know we have a lot of radio listeners who may not be on the Internet, but for those that are on the Internet... When you come to the end of something, there's sometimes they'll give you these links that you can go and see other things, you know, like go to. Well, listen to these. Under the subject, or under the topic of anarchism, here are some of the places that we will go. It's a huge topic. It's very timely. It's pertinent. It's appropriate. And here's some of the links. Individualism, collectivism, communism, socialism, Bolshevism, syndicalism, nihilism, liberalism, cooperation, federalism, pluralism, decentralization, autonomy, state, society, liberty, property, revolution, assassination, violence, terrorism, general strike, passive resistance, non-resistance, communist settlement, sects, and see also the bibliographies of the anarchists mentioned in the texts. That's just a couple of links. Other places to go. months and months of study possible here, if not years. But let's take advantage of our author's condensation into an 11-page article. We'll only start it today, and we'll carry it on for a day or two and finish this article out. Give us a real window of understanding in this concept of anarchism that we've begun. We're on like part 15 or something, and we've just touched this subject. Again, starting from the top, anarchism. There is perhaps no other chapter in the history of social political ideas which has caused so much confusion to the specialist as well as to the general public as the anarchist doctrine. Anarchism covers so many distinct conceptions and tendencies that it is difficult to reduce them all to a common denominator. Besides, it is not so much a definite scientific theory as a mass ideology colored by many emotional and religious elements. It can, in general, however, be defined as an attempt to establish justice, that is, equality and reciprocity, in all human relations by the complete elimination of the state or by the greatest possible minimization of its activity. Notice they said state, not government. Words have meanings. Their meanings are important. Learn that from me, if nothing else. And its replacement by an entirely free and spontaneous cooperation among individuals, groups, regions, and nations. Notice that nations are not the same as states or governments. In addition, there are certain general propositions and judgments of value with which all representatives of anarchist thought would probably agree. Here are some. One, our unbearable social and moral evils cannot be cured or even alleviated by the state, which is necessarily an instrument of domination and exploitation. Two, human nature is essentially good, if not corrupted by the state and its institutions. Three, all reforms from above are worthless and can only augment our present misfortune. Only the principle of federalism, beginning with the humblest of human relations and ascending to the highest international cooperation, can establish the new society. This is what we mean when we say become vocal local, starting at the local voting precinct group. Again, only the principle of federalism. We've done studies on federalism. It's a compact, it's a covenant between peoples. But it's this principle of federalism, beginning with the humblest of human relations, that's that lowly local voting precinct group, and ascending to the highest international cooperation, didn't say empire building or imperial conquest, it said international cooperation, can establish the new society. This new society can only be the result of a revolutionary action in the soul or in the social political life, which will destroy the state. Five, such a revolution, however, would be a complete failure if it built up a new government or any coercive system whatever. Hence the abolition of the established two-party political system. Six, the new society of anarchism will not be the product of an inevitable evolution, as it is taught, for instance, by Marxist socialism, but will emanate from the natural tendencies of the human soul led by reason and justice and aided by scientific experiment. Most of these principles were codified by the Pittsburgh Congress of the American Anarchists in 1883, and I'll bet you didn't know that Congress took place. In tracing the origins of anarchist thought, there are certain beliefs and doctrines which, though not strictly anarchist in the modern sense, have paved the way for more concise and self-conscious formulations. Many ancient myths of various peoples agree in the belief that a golden age preceded the hardships and injustices of the historical state. And we've gone back through and traced out some of those ancient myths. This conviction found historical expression in the Latin state festival called Saturnalia, which remained an established institution for many centuries and commemorated the old lost liberty and fraternity. Liberté, fraternity, equality. Sound familiar, my Jacobin friends? Zeno, the founder of the Stoic school, is generally accepted as the first systematic exponent of anarchism. In conscious opposition to the state omnipotence and state communism of Plato, he advocated a stateless society in which perfect equality and freedom would restore the original good tendencies of human nature and establish universal harmony. Carpocrates, in the middle of the 2nd century AD, became the founder of the communist type of anarchism. He believed that not only the state, but also private property should be eliminated, and his doctrine combined an unlimited communism with extreme individualism, which later developed into sexual libertinism. Curious. Aleister Crowley, do as thou wilt, for it is the whole of the law. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with me.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
All right, and we've returned, and I just recall to your memory this kind of a revelation, this profound thought that I had some years back. It goes like this. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. This concept of anarchism rejects the idea of statism. And it rejects this idea of legal positivism where whatever the prince says has the force of law. It refutes the necessity of coercion, getting the people to move by big sticks and tasers. And many people for hundreds, if not thousands of years, have advanced various philosophies that expound on this anarchistic thought, this idea that freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. A little philosophical radicalism with our whole wheat toast and egg scrambled. But continuing here, he says again, in the feverish and exalted religious life of the second half, wait a minute. Yeah, I'll go there. In the feverish and exalted religious life of the second half of the Middle Ages, we meet many formulations of a purified Christianity with distinct anarchist tendencies, especially the doctrine of an ecstatic subjectivism, the claim that the individual can enter into a direct mystic communion with God, by which every sin in him will be extirpated, assumed in the sect of the Brothers and Sisters of the Free Spirit at the beginning of the 13th century, an anarchist tinge. Although this fraternity, denying all state and church institutions and proclaiming the lawless freedom of the divine individual, was cruelly persecuted, it reappeared again and again in the course of the 13th to 15th centuries and had many followers in France, Belgium, and Switzerland. Now, the part of our history that we haven't done, and I'm doing this relatively with intention, I've stopped at the Oriental despotisms and the Hebrews before we go into the Western civilizations, largely because we've gotten up to this very important point, not quite, because we haven't talked about the rise of Islam, the Saracens. But we've gotten up to this very interesting point in our study of the ancients where the spear of destiny, if you will, has been forged and a left branch has emerged in what will become like Poseidon's trident. Everyone knows what that trident looks like, right? It's like a frog gig. It's got three prongs. The main branch here of this particular phenomena that has been on its and at its for 2,000 years, this primary branch, Judaism, actually I think it really would be rightfully said the Hebrews, Judaism as itself as a religion is kind of an adjunct, but there's this main stalk or the main branch or the main shaft, if you will, the spear of destiny, and out of its left side grew this idea of Christianity through Saul of Tarsus after the fall at Masada and after the fall of Jerusalem, after the Maccabees revolution and all of that from the Apocrypha, which you can read on your own. But we created this branch of what became Christianity, which was in a way an amalgamation again of Mithraism and all the things that we've covered. All of the same features in it, the risen sun and all of that, the Virgin Mother, all of that, the three wise men and all of that, so many things that are similar in all of those stories, the resurrection, the bodily resurrection, all those things that are necessary to keep going these various and sundry mythologies. So, that then went off to the west. And it would be several hundred years before the other branch of Poseidon's trident, the Sri Tong or Tind trident, would come out in the form of Islam. Again, just another variant, born almost in the same place as the Hebrews. If you recall, there were a bunch of Yahwehist cult nomads or herders. So anywho, we've got these three. But those three then altered the next 1,000 years dramatically. And so I've kind of broken it at the point where the branch went off to the left, and we'll study that left branch of Christianity next. But let's continue here, because what they're talking about is this brothers and sisters, this purified Christianity, the anarchist tendencies. These all go back to this teaching, this reading that we gave out of Mark, out of the Gospels. Dropping down a bit further here, among the sectarians of the Middle Ages, we find Johannes Spinner, an outspoken anarchist who advocated principles very much akin to the later doctrine of Max Stirner. There was also Peter Chalchicki, that's probably mispronounced, a younger contemporary of John Huss, and the spiritual forefather of Leo Tolstoy. Again, against his triumphant Hussite brotherhoods, or brothers, the Hussites, against the power of the emperor, against the dogmas of the official church, he tried to establish peace and the freedom and equality of the individual by denouncing bloodshed and repudiating the state as a pagan institution, as it most certainly would be. His chief work, and this again I may not pronounce correctly, Siet Wiri, it's called in English, it's translated to the net of the faith, so admired by Tolstoy himself, remained a real Bible of religious anarchism. You can see the value of this kind of an article for researchers. Why we first go to the dictionary and we define our terms, because it gives us clues of where we need to go to look. And then we go into the encyclopedias, and from the encyclopedias well written, we can then carry on our studies as they name names and dates and places and concepts and isms. Again, against the growing tendencies of absolutist monarchy, we find many protests, some of them of a distinctly anarchist color. Among the Protestants, one of the most daring, logical, and penetrating was Etienne de la Boetie, or Boetie, who in his famous discourse on voluntary servitude, attacked the very foundations of despotic power. Of course, our author, McNall Burns, Edward Burns, styled correctly the various and sundry early civilizations as Oriental despotism. And so this Etienne, I don't know how the French pronounce that. I haven't had much formal training in French. But he attacked the very foundations of despotic power. Here's a quote from him. "Be resolute, so serve no more, and you will be free. I do not say that you should expel the tyrant, nor that you should throw him from his throne. Only do not support him. And you will see how a colossus, deprived of his base, breaks down under his own weight and collapses. Hence, become vocal local." Once again, we go into the colossus, we go into the beast system, we go into, who was the guy? We become the Lilliputians, and we saw Gulliver off at his ankles by refusing to support his base. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, we're back once again, and our call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you feel so disposed, feel free to call in. Back to our article here, we're talking about anarchism, and as I've brought out many times in the past here and elsewhere at various times, whenever we find ourselves inquiring into an ism, we need to be aware that most frequently these are belief systems. And that wherever there might be a belief system, quite often if you dig into it, you'll find a founder. And as we've found in this study already, there have been many founders in this belief system. And with each of the various founders or adherents, as the system morphs through the ages, we find that new faith statements appear. Oftentimes when you're reading from sources like these in an encyclopedia where space is precious, lengthy quotations are not included by the author unless there is some purpose for that. And so our author here has included a rather lengthy quote by this Etienne de la Beaute, B-O-E-T-I-E, French, obviously, Beaute, something like that. And the quote I'm going to give again, it says, be resolute. So I'm going to break it up and we'll go at it a little bit at a time. Be resolute. What is this resolute? What is it to be resolute? We'll go to the dictionary quickly. And it just simply is determined, firm in your purpose. It's synonymous with firm, brave, obstinate, inflexible, steadfast, persevering, unshaken. It's the antecedent, the opposite of indecisive or flexible. In other words, we're going to be resolute. We're going to stand strong on this issue. Serve no more, and you will be free. As I frequently throw into the chat rooms, wherever I'm visiting, if you believe that you're a slave, you are a slave, but as long as you continue to remain firm or resolute in your convictions that you are free, then you are free. You only become a slave when you accept your servitude and begin to act like a slave. So our author here says, serve no more, and you will be free. I'm free because I said I'm free, and I'll die free on that one. Don't compromise your principles for relationship, folks. I do not say that you should expel the tyrant. In other words, he's not advocating here in this particular instance, throwing him out, nor that you should throw him from his throne. Expel or throw him out of, expel would be like to banish them from the kingdom, or throw him from his throne, only do not support him. And you will see how a colossus, deprived of his base, breaks down under his own weight and collapses. When we refuse to be part of this fiat monetary system, when we refuse to be a part of these volunteer workforces and all of that, when you refuse to serve in their militaries or advance their causes and their agendas, you deprive them of their base. Continuing here from the article, in the widely spread literature of these, of the monarchomachs, similar ideas found emphatic expression at the end of the 16th and of the beginning of the 17th centuries. We haven't covered those yet in our history, and they're fascinating. It takes a long time to cover that much ground. Much happened. Continuing here, although the chief tendency of this group was not anarchism, but a limitation of absolute power, the Protestant and the Jesuit promoters of the idea of tyrannicide approached the anarchist doctrine in making the moral conscience of the individual the supreme judge over the tyrant. Very interesting inclusion there. The Protestant and the Jesuit promoters of the idea of tyrannicide approached the anarchist doctrine in making the moral conscience of the individual the supreme judge over the tyrant. What were they doing? Breaking down feudalism. Taking down the monarchs. As we like to say, government abhors a vacuum. We have to have a solution set in mind and in hand. It is easy to destroy, it is difficult to build. And so, understand that the Protestants and the Jesuits were on the other side, the obverse and the reverse of the same coin, and the edge, if you will, was the papacy. But this idea of bringing down and ending, bringing to an end the feudal system, and bringing down the kings, if you will, that came thereafter, tyrannicide, getting rid of the tyrants. This idea, this anarchist doctrine, was morphed, and it made the moral conscience of the individual the supreme judge over the tyrant. And what was happening? This was the rise of mercantilism. This was the rise of parliamentarianism. This was the rise of what you would call the middle class. This was the rise of the entrepreneurs, which is a word study in itself. This was the rise of commerce after the 1500s, late 1400s, after the discovery of America. Rediscovery would be a better way of looking at that. The Western Hemisphere reopened again, reintroduced to Europe and the Orient. But let's continue. It is evident that the psychology of which an individual feels himself authorized to kill the tyrant is not very different from the ideology which entitles the modern anarchist to kill the bourgeois oppressor. The digger movement, and if you haven't ever looked into the diggers and the levelers, it's worthy of your attention, but the digger movement in England in the middle of the 17th century, led by Gerard Winstanley, had also a somewhat anarchistic character. By the end of the 18th century, we find in all the leading countries a rich literature which, though not anarchistic in a proper sense, was an enthusiastic vindication of freedom and the natural rights of the individual. This literature culminated in the writings of the brilliant circle of the French Encyclopedia, who editor Diderot often expressed definite anarchist ideas. These are the encyclopedists, Diderot. His famous phrase, and it's in French and I can't give it to you, became one of the most quoted anarchist slogans. Two later movements have considerably affected the development of anarchist thought. One was the liberal doctrine in its earlier form, especially as it appeared in the physiocratic school, the physiocrats, their belief in the invisible harmony of society, a brilliant effort to guarantee free competition, limited only by consideration of justice, exercised a powerful influence on anarchist thought. The ordre naturel, which they so strongly emphasized, and their attempts to liberate economic life from unnatural and unjust shackles, paved the way to Adam Smith and his followers. Of course, Adam Smith wrote The Wealth of Nations, 1776. That ties us right back in now to the Pursuit of Happiness doctrine, and would be followed by the idea of the greatest good of the greatest number, advanced by Jeremy Bentham and James Mill and John Stuart and others. Continuing here, the liberal doctrine in its later form through Herbert Spencer and his vehement attacks upon the state and the quote-unquote coming slavery, this is the idea of all of us becoming slaves, not just the Negroes being freed, but all people becoming slaves to the new system, also gave new arguments to the anarchist movement. The other force which aided anarchism was the philosophy of Ludwig Feuerbach and his followers, who attacked the accepted religious and metaphysical foundations of the state. And I've been queried several times about communitarianism, but if you understand the procession from Kant to Hegel and from Hegel to Feuerbach and from Feuerbach to Buber and from Buber to Amitai Etzioni, you got it right, but if you leave Feuerbach out, you missed a major point. Who attacked the accepted religious and metaphysical foundations of the state. And Feuerbach was not a disciple of Hegel. He was a student of Hegel's philosophy, and then he rejected it. He became an anti-Hegel. But let's continue after this break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Ah!
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They say that you can travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we are returned once again for the last segment of today's broadcast. One of the things that our author here has not stated, but we know because we've done our homework, done our research, he's not mentioned this transition from these Oriental despotisms, from the religions that came to us from the East. And when we're talking about Western civilization, we're definitely talking about Western civilizations as we read this particular article. But what he has not mentioned is the transition between the Oriental despotisms and the rise of humanism. And there's a lot of the various and sundry Protestant preachers who rail against secular humanism, but when they do so, they fail to realize and recognize their own roots. They are themselves humanists. They have humanist origin. It's unmistakable and undeniable. And when they finally do come to understand that they've been preaching against something that they actually avow, some silence themselves, some go to the books and learn a little bit more, and then some just ignore the wisdom of what we're talking about here and continue railing against the machine in the air. But if we can do anything in all of these broadcasts, we could hope to find more and more truth and be led further and further out of error. Let's continue. The first systematic exponent of anarchist doctrine was William Godwin, who believed that there are two great evils which cause the present distress and impede the natural perfectibility of our race. Now, it was necessary for me to throw in the little humanism blurb there, because when you study, as I have, you will find this perpetual, it's almost a mantra of the humanist, which believes in the perfectibility of man. In other words, man was raising himself up to the level of a little g-god. Both are in error. Man will not likely ever, you know, come close to equaling the wisdom and the capacity of the creator of the universe, whatever created the universe. We are part of that creation. But nevertheless, there are some, maybe Kissinger and Bernanke and others, who believe that they are little g-gods and that they have become perfected, or that perfection is somehow possible in them. That's not likely. But anyway, one is government, which is inevitably a form of tyranny. The other is accumulated property. which is a monstrous injustice because it constitutes a kind of quote-unquote moldy patent, enabling its possessor to exploit the work of other men. You can see where a lot of this can be found and traced into the doctrines that were advanced by the British positivists when they came together in the First International and unveiled socialism under the writings of Friedrich Engels and Karl Mordecai Marx, or whatever his name was. Hired hands, hired pens, if you will. Continuing, this is an attack here on private property or the accumulation of property, which they term a monstrous injustice because it constitutes a kind of moldy patent enabling its possessor to exploit the work of other men. I mean, we could do a sidebar here, and I have it many times, and give you the higher understandings of what is property. Property begins with you and I. We, our bodies, our minds are our chief and most important and precious property, and it is out of our minds that all of our human actions then flow. And the accumulation of property, those things that, those natural resources, if you will, that we actually put our hands to, those things become ours. And I don't think there's anyone that's listening that hasn't got something that they would consider to be theirs property. Simple enough. But our founders were wise enough to understand that we were to be secure in our persons and in our papers and our places against unreasonable searches and seizures. You cannot have my mind. You cannot take my mind. You cannot take my writings. You cannot take my property under our system of government. But the anarchist doesn't necessarily agree with that. At least Godwin didn't. Godwin, however, did not reject all kinds of property, but only that originating through exploitation. How can you make that kind of a distinction? I'm just throwing in my comments here. For the realization of a better society, he deprecated all revolutionary actions and did not even advise any of the social-political reforms. Only the propagation of the idea of justice could result in a general enlightenment which would induce the individuals to replace the state by a contractual arrangement of the parishes and to regard accumulated wealth as an unbearable injustice against their fellow man. Again, we come back, and to replace the state by a contractual arrangement of the parishes. We're back down to the idea of the local voting precinct group being a parish or a county. But again, these ideas are not very well thought out. But these are important, and they do attract adherents and followers. Another impetus to the anarchist movement was given by Max Stirner from the group of the Young Hegelians. He contributed the revolutionary thought of Feuerbach and undertook the task of demolishing our moral ideas. Society is a pure chimera, and the only reality which can be known is one's own personality. All the rules which limit this individuality are only a fetter which frustrates the healthy development of the ego. The state would be replaced in his thoughts, Max Stirner, the state would be replaced by an association of egoists. No economic exploitation would be tolerated any longer, and therefore the dominant type of production would become a free cooperation. Stirner was the first anarchist who advised violent means for the realization of individual rights. The entirely abstract and metaphysical trend of his argument made his influence a very limited one, however, in spite of the propagandist efforts of John Henry Mackay, or McKay. It is interesting to note that the plan of economic cooperation elaborated by Stirner is very nearly to that which in the same year was practically realized by the Rochdale Pioneers, another group to look up on the internet. Go to Wiki and find Rochdale Pioneers, R-O-C-H-D-A-L-E, Pioneers. The first man who made anarchism a conscious mass movement was Proudhon. It was even asserted that he was the first to use the word anarchism in our modern sense. See, now we have completed this transition from the words attributed to Jesus in the Gospel of Mark, now up to Proudhon. Now we've made this complete transition. Continuing, it was even asserted that he was the first to use anarchism in our modern sense, but the recent studies of Netla have demonstrated that the term was already used in the present meaning in the middle of the 18th century. In one of his early works, What is Property?, Proudhon answered the question with a slogan which has become famous. Here's the slogan: property is theft. This led to a good deal of misinterpretation, but he was in reality an ardent supporter of private property because he also said property is freedom and attacked only usurpation and monopoly. So now we might start to be getting a little closer to wisdom. When we look at the things that are happening economically, we see a considerable amount of monopoly. The corporatist, the capitalist, the public-private partnership, and then in the name of the current commander-in-chief, Barry the usurper, we find usurpation. And these are the things that were attacked by Proudhon many years ago. His anarchy was not a contempt of laws, but almost religious attachment to eternal laws, the laws of nature, nature's God, and that. The ideal society represents, quote, freedom in order and independence in unity. Freedom in order and independence in unity. To achieve this aim, two fundamental revolutions are needed. One directed against the present economic order, the other against the present state. In neither direction was he a preacher of violent revolution, although he regarded such outbursts as inevitable. He believed not only in a mass revolution, but a cellular revolution. It starts in our minds and it extends therefore out. If you believe you're free, you're free. If you believe you're a slave, you're a slave. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back again on Monday. Till then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Right, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Right Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.